everyone. So today I'm going to be doing the recorder's questionnaire, the audio candy challenge for these 2 weeks. So let's get started. Number one, how did you find the audio subreddits? I found Pillow Talk Audio first, and I found it through ASMR, and from there I found all the other ones. Number two, did you know that this genre of art existed before you started to get involved? Well, I've always been really, not always, but for a while now, I've been really into radio, probably starting in like 9th or 10th grade. I just really, really like listening to radio dramas and things like that. So I knew that, you know, voice work that wasn't just like voiceover was a thing, and I knew that I enjoyed it, but I did not know that there was a community of, or there was a genre of art that was for like amateur voice actors, I guess. So I think it's definitely really cool. And number three, what kind of audios do you enjoy recording the most? I love recording cuddle audios, and I do enjoy recording questionnaires, but I guess probably the ones that I love recording the most are like not necessarily cuddle audios. They might be, they could be, but like the ones that get really dramatic and maybe a little bit sad. I really love recording those. They're just so much fun. Number four, what type of audios do you enjoy listening to the most? Same. I really like the dramatic ones that make you feel stuff. Yep. And number five, what does an audio's title have to have to ensure you'll click or listen to it? Things that catch my eye are usually things that I feel like I haven't seen before, so it's hard to say something that'll ensure I click on it because it's something that I don't know yet. but yeah, I really like seeing new, weird ideas and listening to them and enjoying them, yeah. Number seven, is there an audio artist anywhere on the web that you absolutely love but you feel goes underappreciated in the community? I think I love everyone in the community, and everyone gets underappreciated. Because the world isn't fair, life isn't fair, nothing's fair. And sometimes that sucks, but you know what? The plight of humanity is to take that unfairness and make it as fair as we possibly can, and try to be happy. So, to all of the audio content creators out there ever, I say that I appreciate you, and you're wonderful. Number eight, is there a request or script that you really wish someone would fill but no one has? Why? Nope. It's a boring answer. But yeah, I mean, I feel like everything that I want has been done. So yeah. Number nine, your best friend, your closest family member, and your worst enemy all find out about your audios. How would each react? My best friend. Well, they would definitely be very surprised because I don't think I come across as the type of person that does this sort of stuff at all. And it would take them a while to accept it, I'm sure. But I don't think it would change our relationship at all. Your closest family member. Oh, that would be my sister, and she would just keep it a secret. She probably wouldn't even tell me that she knew. If she found out about my audios, she would just not tell me. And that's how close we are. We're so close that we don't talk about the heavy stuff. It's pretty much it. And my worst enemy. I don't know if I have any. Oh wait, I do. they would probably tell other people, but they wouldn't do it in a way that was like, guys, did you hear about Sleepy? She made these audios and they're like so terrible and we can bring her down. No, what he would do is he would go to everyone and feign concern for me to humiliate me publicly. That's what he would do. And that's my life. So thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed. This one feels really short. Yeah, it's only like 6 minutes. So bye-bye. I hope you all have a wonderful day.